Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Business group IBEC has called for the passenger cap at Dublin Airport to be lifted to reflect our continued population growth and demands for international connectivity, they say. Earlier, Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary said it was time for the Taoiseach an Tánaiste to take action on lifting the cap, as he'd given up on Transport Minister Eamon Ryan. In a few minutes, I'll speak with Fianna Fáil's Minister of State in the Department of Transport, James Lawless. But first, Danny McCoy, Chief Executive of IBEC, joins me now. Danny, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
The cap is set at 32 million passengers. You're calling for it to be lifted. Why?
Well, first of all, it's an arbitrary cap. It's a cap that's a kind of a blunt instrument, obviously, for environmental concerns, not just kind of global emissions, but clearly for people in the locality and noise and so on. And I know that the planners and the airport have been trying to ameliorate those kind of local costs. But the reality is that we are an island. We have a very successful business model that actually provides the resources for us to do other environmental changes. And we saw last year our emissions actually reduced quite significantly, even though our economy grew and we had more population. And so the airport is, and the system of airports right around the country, are part of the important ecosystem, not just for tourism, but also for business investment, on which we depend and thrive. And so it's not, you know, it's an arbitrary way to try to address emissions.
Mm-hmm. And do you agree with...
A dynamic economy provides you the resources to actually do emission reductions in many other features rather than cutting off the
supply
critical,
line, so to speak.
Supply line.
I understand your point. Do you agree with the DA's Kenny Jacobs? He said this morning that thousands of jobs could be lost in tourism and the economy in general, and FDI could be affected if the cap isn't lifted.
It's clearly the case. I mean, so, you know, that Kenny is right in that regard, but it's not even just around the jobs capacity. If you stand back from the image of Ireland right now, we're growing very dramatically in terms of population growth, in terms of the last decade, in terms of the investment that's been put in here and access to that capital. And so in that regard, we're seeing that the volume of activity in the economy needs to be supported by infrastructure. And the message that this one's arbitrary, because the capacity is there at the airport to get to higher levels of passenger and application going in for even a 40 million mm-hmm. target. But there's an image that Ireland is, you know, closed. We have that issue of Ireland is full on the streets, which we all rail against. And yet at the same time, when it comes to business, we have moratoriums on data centres. We've budgetary process that put embargo on hiring into our health system, finding it difficult to actually meet demand and a whole range of things. And to, as an island nation that depends, as I said earlier on this, to put an arbitrary cap on an airport is folly. If the only reason is environmental concerns, there are other ways of reducing emissions.
Well, there are infrastructural and noise and emissions and so on. As you say, there it's multifaceted. Okay, but I hear you loud and clear, I must say. Danny McCoy of IBEC, thank you very much indeed for joining us. As I say, I'm joined as well by Fianna Fáil Minister of State in the Department of Transport, James Lawless. Minister, you're very welcome. What's your response to Danny McCoy there?
I agree with most of Danny's says. I think the airport needs to grow. In fact, it's national aviation policy that it should grow. Look, just engaging, I suppose, on some of the points. Something, you know, there's a hit for FDI, there's a hit for tourism. I've been going around the country in my new role over the summer, and everywhere I go, I'm hearing tourism and hospitality. And different sectors saying to me, look, we need to get more traffic into the country, we need to get more visitors, and so forth. One of the things that's up to me, and I'm obviously relevant to this position, this is a legacy constraint. This is there for 7 years. And I suppose the apparent lack of urgency. So it was only at the end of last year that the Dublin Airport Authority launched a planning application. Fingal County Council came back to them in spring of this year looking for further information. That took a while to respond, and now they're going back looking for an extra 3 months to engage in that.
Yeah, so, but look, hang on a second.
I think we need a bit more urgency.
Okay, but so
this.
You want the cap lifted, do you?
Well, I obviously respect the process and I'm going through, but ultimately, as a goal, yes, I think it stands to reason that we need we shouldn't have a cap.
Okay, so are you at odds with Minister Eamon Ryan on this then?
Although I don't think we have any particular urgency. Look, it's national aviation policy. and its Department of Transportation policy that the airport should grow. Okay, so I think that's the first thing to take. Now, what do we do about it? And just to take up one of Danny's points, and is often confused because it is a complex issue. The cap has actually nothing to do with the emissions. The cap was put in place as part of the planning permission for Terminal 2, sort of transport concerns around getting in and out of the airport. Now, I'd agree to an extent to Fisher 30 million.
To do you justice and be fair to you, I think we'll try and re-establish that line, Minister James Zolas, because the noise isn't great on that line itself. So we'll try and get you back. And while we do so, let me read you one text from Greg in Waterford, who says, "What's so wrong with channeling traffic through Cork Airport, for example? The country exists outside of Dublin." Now, Greg, you've touched on a point made by Minister Eamon Ryan in that interview on RT Radio 1 a little bit earlier on today. He said maybe let's look, instead of channeling more than 90% of the air traffic through Dublin Airport, let's look at other airports, Cork and Shannon maybe, even Knock, I would add as well. But the question, and this is what James Lawless is alluding to there, James, you're saying that this cap was imposed not because of emissions solely anyway, or even if it was emissions, but because of infrastructure congestion, traffic congestion getting in and out of the airport, and noise as well. I would put it to you that the traffic congestion and the noise persists. So why lift the cap?
Okay, so that's why I'm not going to be prescriptive about how Fingal County Council does its job and how the planning works through that. And maybe there's other conditions that need to be imposed, or maybe there's other aspects that need to be explored. But as a point of principle, I would agree that the airport needs to grow. And I think that we need to, I think having a cap is going to be a break on jobs. It is going to be a break on growth. It is going to be a break on FDI, and it's going to be a break on tourism. So what am I doing about it? I'm meeting the stakeholders right now. I've reached out to all of them. I'm sitting down with Michael O'Leary, I think it's next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I was at the DEA yesterday in Dublin Airport. I'm meeting them again more formally in a week's engaging with the other airlines. Happy to any if it's of interest to him, also the workers and so forth. So I've been trying to get a handle on where everybody's coming from. I can't and won't.
Do you have any solutions?
Planning. Yes, potentially. But first of all, I'd like to understand, how are we calculating the 32 million? Okay, because
hang on a second here. So you're trying to recalculate the figure just to bring it down, are you?
I want to drill into the figures, and I'm going to inviting all the different stakeholders. And I've been asking this question for the last 6 weeks, and I still haven't got, a comprehensive answer. How do we get to 32 million? So there's different ways.
Okay, but
you can get there.
Hang on a second. So apart from recalculating 32 million to find that it's actually 30 million, right? Do you have any other solutions to allow an increase of the cap?
Yes. Well, the obvious one is that the planning process does its work. And comes to a decision, and I respect that decision, whatever it is. I do think that could be expedited. I do think it's regrettable that it was only late last year the planning application was made, and I hope that it won't take another year or more to get to that
decision.
And
if they come back and say, look, the cap has to remain, noise levels are still bad, and traffic congestion is still bad.
Well, look, ultimately, as Ryan rightly said this morning, we live in a constitutional democracy. Okay. We do have laws, so we do procedures, and far behind any politician to go interfering in that system.
Okay. Unfortunately, the noise levels here aren't great either. But with apologies to you, Minister James Zolas, we'll come back to you at a point very near in the future when you do meet the stakeholders. That's Minister James Zolas, Minister of State at the Department of Transport. And beforehand, we spoke with Danny McCoy of IBEC.